Baghdad is a noisy, crowded city. And despite years of turmoil, new restaurants and shops are opening. But it is also a city that struggles to function, much like the rest of the country. Razor wire and concrete blast walls are slowly becoming a thing of the past. But nearly 9 years of war and earlier years of international sanctions have left many Iraqis without steady basic services. There is seldom enough electricity, and power outages are common unless residents can connect to generators. Fish seller Jafar Abdul Hamza says life is difficult.
We are suffering from a lot of things. Security is better, but we suffer from a lack of electricity and water.
Medical services are especially lacking, even at Ghazi al-Hariri Hospital, one of Baghdad's best. Patient Khalis Hussein says he suffers more from hospital conditions than he does from his kidney failure.
Doctors are good, and so is the medical staff, but there is a lack of services. The elevators do not work, and the stairs are locked.
Still, trauma surgeon Ahmed Saleh says things have improved since the mass terrorist bombing casualties of 5 years ago.
The situation changed dramatically in the last 2 years when the attacks decreased. And we received nowadays just the road traffic accidents, the other emergencies not related to trauma. But we still receive some trauma patients due to bullets, missiles, and a few attacks of explosions, but not the big explosions as in 2005-2006.
Today there are fewer bomb victims, but the lack of experienced doctors is a problem.
We got all the supplies that we need, but we need training. We need an outside training. Let's say in the United States, United Kingdom, to improve our work. We got the experience, but we don't know how to use it.
At home, Iraqis like English teacher Wamid Rifat blame the government for the lack of services.
Nothing.
There is no reconstruction in the country, and I do not see anything that is being provided for the interest of my children's future.
There has been some rebuilding, just not as much as many Iraqis expected from billions of dollars in international aid. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Baghdad.